With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence which pinpoints the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past 2 decades. We must be vegan and practice sustainable living. We invite you to listen to a compilation of excerpts from Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures titled Restore the Balance of the Oceans.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Recevez toute ma gratitude. Dans le pamphlet sur le réchauffement climatique, il a été dit: en raison de la superge et de la perte de dizaines de millions de sardines, chaînons vitales, les eaux de la côte du sud-ouest de l'Afrique sont chargées d'un gaz toxique qui bouillonne depuis le fond de l'océan, tuant la vie sous-marine sur une surface équivalente de celle de la ville de New Jersey et aggravant l'effet de serre. Quelle est l'origine de la nature de ce gaz? Merci, maître.
Yes. Bonjour, Mademoiselle Araba.
Bonjour.
You came all the way from Cotonou, Benin?
Oui, maître.
To be with us? You are from Radio Topka in Cotonou, Benin, right?
Oui, ma'am.
Thanks for coming to share with us your concern. It is very disturbing to know about the state of the waters off the western coast of your continent. You see, this poisonous gas that you are asking about is formed from the elements that create an oceanic dead zones. Dead zones are exactly as they sound. They are areas of the ocean that are dead. The area of the ocean that are unable to support any more life, which arise mostly from livestock feed, agriculture pollution, as well as livestock manure running into the ocean or some other kind of imbalances. The number of dead zones observed since 2003 have more than tripled, with now in excess of 400 that exist and are growing worldwide. The African dead zone, according to scientists, has been caused by a combination of a strong upwelling current that brings abundant plankton along with the loss of sardines because of human fishing. In the past several decades, tens of millions of these tiny fish have been removed from the ocean for human consumption. So now, instead of sardines helping consume the plankton just dies in the water instead and sinks to the bottom of the ocean, where it decays and contributes to the formation of the poisonous gases methane and hydrogen sulfide. While methane gas can be volatile and explosive, hydrogen sulfide is poisonous to both humans and marine life. So this area has periodic explosions of methane and hydrogen sulfide. And when these gases erupt off the coast of Africa, many other fish die, and animals such as lobsters and crabs run onto the shore, trying to flee the poisonous gas. But sometimes they cannot avoid either. Scientists are now concerned that without a restoration of the ecological balance, death zones like this will just continue to be more and more, get bigger and bigger, which of course is lethal for all life. So this is a small but very good example of why we need to be vegan to renew the rightful balance of life. And of course, we also need to be organic vegan because so many of these death zones are caused and made worse by chemical fertilizers that are primarily used for livestock feed. So yes, be organic vegan.
上次还有各位贵宾大家晚安。我是来自非洲向大家证明一下，因为我小时候到现在40多年了，我要证明的是，事实是健康的。我过去小时候长大以后，就在推广环保工作，已经有20多年的。
哇哦，Bravo！
推广有机垃圾做变成一种食物的运作啊，那今天这是我过去推的成果，已经很多不多说。那我今天请教上师的是，因为我们那个地球暖化造成气候变迁很多，那我们人类有一个盲点，就是利用干净的水来当马桶的水啊。 如何呼吁大家珍惜水资源，减少水资源的浪费，并建立废水的再利用以及雨水回收的再利用？谢谢。Yeah，谢谢赖先生。
Thank you for being a veg, and thank you for protecting the environment all these decades. We have tried to go in your direction all these years as well. Recently, we go a step further, so try to inform people all this on Supreme Master TV, such as what foods to plant to save water, like edible plants that don't need much water and can sustain us with more than enough nutrition. We tell people to do organic farming, how to conserve rainwater, groundwater, and conserve land, planting trees to attract rain, and the tree also preserve water in the soil, so it doesn't erode the land, and etc., etc. And we also show many of the organic farmers everywhere in different countries to show people the examples of how easy it is to plant organic, nutritious, and waterless vegetarian food. For example, in Âu Lạc, meaning Vietnam, I like the name Âu Lạc because it denotes lucky auspicious meaning and also wishing the people of Vietnam well. Âu Lạc means happy and prosperous. Yes. and also the name of our ancestor. Yes. Now, the farmers in Ao Lạc, meaning Vietnam, discover a way to reap bountiful harvest during their dry season, which lasts from November to May. They plant drought-resistant crops like green pea, peanuts, black sesame, sweet potato leaves, and creamy beans, etc. They don't need any water for this. They just plant them on dry land, or even watermelon and some other melons, etc. No watering, no irrigating, nothing needed. The farmers explain that the leaves from the beans, plants, and other plants spread over the soil to keep the moisture in. The leaves also later become part of the soil and helps the soil stay rich. So there is no need even for fertilizer, as they would need for rice or corn, for example. It's nature's miracle at work, and there is a bare minimum to almost no labor required even, until it's time to harvest, and which is also very easy. They don't even need much work. They just pour the plant up. That's it. As you mentioned, Mr. Lai, there are also good ways to harvest the rainwater by guiding the rain into the soil to be used by the trees and the plants. The trees are like living pumps to use the water to give fruits and prevent erosion, etc. They use these water-conserving techniques in dry parts of Africa and India, and as a result, the water level rises more than they take out from their wells. And the villages in the Alwar district of Rajasthan, India, where one Indian village was able to guide the water enough that it brought back to life five flowing rivers that had been dead before, been dry up before, due to withdrawing too much water. Now they bring back to life five flowing, abundant rivers, five, which has been dry up before, you see, because of withdrawing too much water and deforestation. So now the Indian villages, they have organized and they have done their best to revive these five dead rivers. We could learn from them as well. But even these water losses pale in comparison to the incredible amount of water that it wasted for animal production. It takes approximately 4,664 liters of water to produce just one serving of beef. But an entire vegan meal can be produced with only 371 liters of water. The livestock sector is probably the world's biggest source of water pollution as well, Mr. Lai. I'm sure you know all this, being an environmentalist, yes. Excessive animal waste, chemical fertilizers, and pesticides degrade waterways, killing aquatic organisms by creating algae blooms, which in turn choke the oxygen from water systems and help form these oceanic dead zones. The number of oxygen depleted oceanic dead zones had increased from only 9 in the 1960s to 405 in 2008, and I'm sure there's more now. There are much more sea dead zone right now. The death zone in the Gulf of Mexico is one of the largest in the world. It is 22,000 square kilometers and was created mainly from agriculture runoff, including food raised for livestock and manure. Around 212,000 metric tons of fish are estimated to die in the Gulf of Mexico death zone every year. I'm sure you know this. I'm just saying all this for the knowledge of the audience. However sad it is, we must be informed of the fact. Mr. Lai, in addition to these useful farming programs, we try our best to inform people of the numerous contaminated, drying or disappeared dead rivers and lakes all over the world. The tens of thousands of rivers and lakes dying all over the world. People are dying from drought. People are leaving their villages, their hometown, because they don't have any more water to drink. Just because we Taiwanese still have water, just because where I'm sitting, I'm lucky still have water, doesn't mean tens of millions of other people are as lucky. Some die on the road because of starvation. Some die on the road of looking for water. It is very, very tragic, Mr. Lai. I hope we all wake up, and wake up quick to save our people, to save our home. We have listed some on the SupremeMasterTV.com for your reference. Please copy at no cost and send it to all other people who you can come in touch with, by mail, by email, by post, or leaflets, poster, whatever may be suitable to you. I also encourage the audiences to do the same. Please help each other, please help us. Because many of our world co-citizens are not aware that many of our other co-citizens are dying because of lack of water. And lack of water means lack of food, lack of security. Water means everything to our existence. We must conserve the water. We must do everything we can. And the first step to begin is to be vegan, because animal industry use 70 more percent of our clean water of our planet.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
We know that the agriculture and the meat production is one of the main cause of gas emission. And so it's very clear that the ratio per habitant of meat has to decrease.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green to save the planet.
Thank you for your company for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Join us again tomorrow for part 4 of Restore the Balance of the Oceans. Up next is Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. Please stay tuned. May all your noble dreams come true.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone.
for free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centres near you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.